إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى abundantly. And we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone with no partners. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave and his messenger. May Allah exalt his mention. May Allah grant him peace and send his blessings and salutations upon him, upon his companions and all those who follow them on the path of righteousness until the day of recompense. All you who have believed, be mindful of Allah and fear him the way he deserves it. And do not die except in a state of submission as Muslims. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the Quran, the book of Allah. And the best way of life and guidance is that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into this deen of ours. Because every newly introduced matter is an innovation. And every innovation will lead astray. And whatever is astray will wind up in the hellfire. Amazingly, the same introduction with additions or deletions is heard by various Muslim speakers globally. It's a standard. There are some who avoid it because it disagrees with what they will be doing afterwards. It's the foundation which they don't want. Because they do introduce innovations afterwards, and it would be quite awkward to tell the people every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and then every innovation leads astray, and then later on tell the people, let's innovate something into the deen. It would be hypocritical, contradictory. The statements versus the actions. And another group of them will use it, will say it, but then they will do the action of the Jews. As Allah Azza wa Jal described them, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ بَعْضِ مَوَاضِعِهِ. They distort the meaning from their intended, original intent. They give him a distorted meaning that Allah did not want nor intend. So they will divide the bid'ah into bid'ah hasana and bid'ah sayyi'ah, and this bid'ah is okay, mustahabba, and this bid'ah is wajiba, and this bid'ah is makruha, and that one is haram. Ya Shaykh, irham nafsak, have mercy on yourself, and don't you dare to divide what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not divide. Don't you dare categorize what was left not categorized. It was left as a general, default, generic statement. كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Every innovation will lead astray. Wallahi. You will see it in the lives of the innovators. It begins with something minor and it ends up with a calamity. Never ever will they remain upon the path as long as they entertain the slightest innovation intentionally. There are some of us who may fall into innovations unintentionally. And we hope that Allah will pardon all of us for these shortcomings. I'm not speaking about the one who acts upon an innovation without intending to innovate. This person has a whole separate discussion in the deen. This is not the time for it. We're speaking about the leaders and the foremost amongst the people, the Mawlanas and the Shuyukh and the Mullahs, who introduced to the masses of Islam and Muslims new things which the Prophet ﷺ never talked about, never endorsed. In fact, he warned against them. And the Sahaba understood it in the same fashion and acted upon it. until generations after generations, until today. They remain to be the general body of Muslims who don't agree with these things. Among the things which can be discussed in this time is Al-Mawlid. Al-Mawlid al-Nabawi, Milad, everybody calls it a different name depending on where they come from. And we're not going to be confusing ourselves or dealing with the name. Call it whatever you want to call it. What is important is what's taking place in this particular celebration and whether this is actually from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. Now, before we delve into this very technical issue, we must have some foundations upon which we understand this. Because we have been brainwashed effectively by our enemies. And the method of brainwashing is this. There's a radical form of Islam known as Wahhabism and Salafism, which is the home of which and the headquarters is in Saudi Arabia. And you will find some spread of this particular group in different places of the world. These people are harsh. These people don't love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people interpret Islam too radically. They take the deen too seriously. So be careful of them. Huh? Whatever they tell you, it's not because they really love the sunnah. No, no, these are a bunch of hypocrites paid by the Zionists. Huh? Supposedly, every one of these speakers who address the people and speak about Tawheed, his paycheck comes from the Zionists. They pay us to come and give you this. Somebody, according to them, someone gave me fulus. Huh? Take this 5,000 riyals, go tell them that the Mawlid is bid'ah, barakallah fiqh. Yeah? We'll give you more money. Just brainwash them. And, excuse my language, feeble-minded Muslims believe this. They see it from some genius on YouTube who left a comment on a video, say, yeah, yeah, 25 likes, that the speaker is paid by the Zionists. Some foolish nonsense. So my brothers, be careful of this movement. The movement which is against the real Islam. Now we don't like to call it Wahhabism, nor Salafism, nor nothing. It's Islam. Pure and sound, as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understood by the Sahaba and practiced until today. We don't want the labels or the names and we don't want confusion. But to claim that there's another mode of Islam other than the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left and that one is better than what we're doing is crazy. This person must not know anything of the Quran, nor the Sunnah, nor anything of this deen, if someone dares to say that. So the first thing is, don't be fooled by the hype. Don't let them effectively brainwash you. They don't want real Islam to be practiced among the Muslims, because if we were to practice Islam, we will take over this world. We will dominate. And they don't want us to dominate. So they divide us. How do they divide us? By actually hiring people that are off the Sunnah to come about those who preach the Sunnah and tell you that those ones are hired. It's a very sick Hollywood movie, or Bollywood if you prefer that. And unless you are an intelligent person whom Allah has given guidance and you're able to read between the lines, you may fall for this. But don't be like that, my brother. Forget about everything that has been told to you prior to this khutbah. I will tell you, format your SD card. Let's say you've never known whether the Mawlid is a bid'ah or a sunnah. You have no idea. Take it fresh. Listen to what will be said from the Quran and the sunnah. And then you make your own judgment so that you will not be biased, because you already know it's a bid'ah, so anything I say would be agreeable to you. Or you already think it's a sunnah, so anything I say is disagreeable to you. Don't do that. Take it fresh. First and foremost, when we say celebrate, ihtifal, the term they use in Arabic is ihtifal, from hafla. Hafla is a festival or a celebration. anything which is done on annual basis on a particular day is considered in Islam a Eid. Therefore, the term Ada Ya'udu Ada Eid. That's why we have Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Something which reoccurs. Anything which reoccurs is called Eid linguistically. So when you pick a date for anything, whether it is Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, Monkey's Day, they come up with different days, whatever they call it. If it happens on the same date every year, it is considered Islam Eid, a celebration. And if there are any other celebrations besides Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, bring them. Bring me an evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah that we have anything besides these two on annual basis. Friday, daily Eid, is weekly Eid is a whole other discussion. It's a Eid. When you choose a date and you do it on annual basis. But for us to worship Allah Azza wa Jal on a particular day, we must have an evidence from the revelation. And the revelation is embodied in the Quran and the Sunnah. So now we require of the person who claims otherwise to produce a single evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah which suggests that there should be a celebration in regards to the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. Now the funny thing is that the person who will try to prove that point will have to deal with a major conflict. You know what it is? There isn't a single authentic tradition about when the Prophet ﷺ was born. We don't know when he was born. There are conflicting opinions among the scholars as to when he was born. Some of them say he was born in Ramadan. And others say he was in the first of Rabi' al-Awwal. Or the third of Rabi' al-Awwal. Or the 8th and the 10th and the 12th. And the list goes on. No one can produce a sound evidence to prove that he was born on that day. So if the foundation of the celebration doesn't exist, how are we going to celebrate? And the ironic thing, and Allah puts signs in these for people who see, is that it's confirmed that he died, alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day in which his birthday is celebrated. It's confirmed for the authentic sunnah that he died, alayhi salam, on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. So the people that are celebrating the actual birthday, they're celebrating his death. Who did it? Who was the genius who did this? Abu Sa'id al-Kawkaburi. Never heard of him, no big deal. You don't need to know him in your life anyways. When did this genius come around? At the end of the 600 years, the beginning of 700 years after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He invented the idea of Mawlid. And the people liked it. By who? By the Batiniya, Al-Ubaidiyya. Who call themselves Fatimiyya, claiming that they love Fatima radiallahu anha. A bunch of liars and hypocrites and atheists. They didn't even believe in Allah. And they wanted to fool the Muslims. They wanted to play with the minds of the Muslims. So they chose the day in which he died and claimed that this is the day in which he was born. And they created this celebration which was embraced by the masses of the ignorant. You know how dangerous this piece of information is? And I challenge anyone to produce evidence to the contrary. To prove other than that. To find a single statement from a single Sahabi, or from Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, or Malik, or Shafi'i, or Imam Ahmad, or any of the first 300 years of the fine generations, a single evidence about this idea even existing. You will find nothing. So anyone who celebrates it today is in fact celebrating an invented innovation which was invented by some hypocrites to mislead the Muslims 700 years after the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina. These are the people that love the Sunnah and they have the nerve to accuse us of not loving the Sunnah because we don't celebrate this bid'ah of theirs. Subhanallah. This is amazing. And these are amazing facts which you should memorize. So when someone comes and tries to deal with you on this issue, you have your facts. And you know your ABCs. You tell him, tell me who made this. You're a Hanafi? Show me when Imam Abu Hanifa did this. What kind of Hanafi are you? Or are you really Hawa'i?
You follow your desires and you attribute it to the Hanafiya or Shafi'iyya or Malikiyya. You're not following an imam if you claim to be following an imam. He didn't do this. Now he always tell you, Al-Imam Al-Azam. He can never go wrong. Well, it seems that he went wrong in this one, Barakallahu Fik. You're doing something he didn't do, so you're better than Imam Abu Hanifa now. You must be better than him. He missed out on the good that you have involved yourself in. Ya Salam. And he would be cornered. There's no way to go except crash into the wall. But this is the foundation of this nonsense. So we say, if you truly love the Prophet ﷺ, read the Quran. Because if you read the Quran, Allah will explicitly explain to us how to love him. Surah Al-Imran, ayah 31, the only one I have memorized with the number. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. End of discussion. Say, if you truly love Allah, follow me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins. And Allah is the all-forgiving, most merciful. That's it. Follow him. What did he do? He said he was born on Monday. He was asked, why do you fast on Monday? He said, this is the day on which I was born. We know it was a Monday. He didn't mention the shahr, the month. We know it's a Monday. He said, this is the day in which I was born and in which revelation came to me. So I fasted as means of thankfulness to Allah. We say, you love the sunnah? You already have something related to the birthday. Related to his birth, he fasted on Monday, fast on Monday. Jazakallah khair. No one will say this is a bid'ah. And the one who says we should zip his mouth, because he's going against a clear hadith. The only thing we have from the sunnah is fasting Mondays and Thursdays, because the deeds are presented to Allah on Thursday and it is recommended that we're fasting on that day. That's it. But can one of us be better than Abu Bakr? Don't you think Abu Bakr loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immensely? That he would risk his life, and so did the rest of the Sahaba for him? Do you think they all unanimously failed in expressing their love on that day if it was really important? And then we managed to identify and recognize a virtue in a day that they all failed in recognizing? This cannot be. This cannot be ever. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in supporting the ayah, he said, "Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd." Whosoever introduces into this affair of ours anything that is not part of it will have it rejected. Just like that. I don't know, you like basketball? And you can imagine someone about to shoot and someone just rejecting it, just throwing it out. It will not make it to the basket. It will not count. No 2 points or 3 points, nothing. It was rejected. And when you do something against the sunnah, you will have it rejected. No ajr from Allah, even if you were to do it from now until you meet Allah. If you were to pray Jumu'ah, 3 rak'at, from now until you die, not Allah will not even accept, not even one dhikr, one harf in the salah of yours. And you cannot claim otherwise. Because Allah did not legislate that you pray Jumu'ah 3 rak'at. He wanted it to be 2 rak'at, therefore we pray 2 rak'at. So when one of us wants to seek nearness to Allah, we do so through the channel that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And in the second part of the khutbah, inshallah, we will deal with some of the calamities which have befallen the ummah because of this particular celebration. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. It started out as let's get together and recite the biography of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nothing wrong with that according to them. Nothing wrong with that. We remind the Muslims about the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, his sacrifice, his mission, and so on and so forth. And then we will include, you know, some food. We'll make special sweets and special food for the occasion. And you have people coming over. You see how the bid'ah develops. And then we might as well, you know, have some singing, some people with a beautiful voice come and do madh. Huh? They praise the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And then we will only just shake our head a little bit just because we are engaged, you know, it's the mood. It's the mood, you know, someone singing. He's praising the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Next thing you know, women started attending these occasions. Okay, then maybe they put them on the side or in the back. Then with time, the women started sitting with the men. Then they said, hey, we're having a blast. Let's just party over here. Let's dance. Then they started dancing. And then alcohol was included into these celebrations. And then the night would end with zina. You think I'm exaggerating? Don't believe me. If you look it up on YouTube, you see some of these. In Egypt, as an example. Something you can relate to. See the men and the women dancing together, swinging, turning around like some maniacs who are on drugs, in the middle of the thing, in the name of loving the Prophet ﷺ. All men are clean shaved, and women with no hijab, and their breasts are right there in everybody's face. This is the celebration of the Mawlid. They love the Prophet ﷺ, and we don't. Hypocrisy and lies. But it's as Allah said, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan has beautified their deeds in their eyes. He deceived them. He tricked them into believing that this is a display of love, when in fact it's a humiliation of the human being and a disgrace against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't ask about those who believe in the hadra, and that the Prophet alayhi salam attends this particular celebration. He comes. You see him all of a sudden, they stand up. Because the Prophet ﷺ paid them a visit. Can you imagine? This is all shirkiyat. Things which are shirk or could lead to shirk. To believe in this. This is besides Qasidatul Burda, which they praise the Prophet ﷺ to the extent that the one who authored this Qasida said, who besides you do I seek refuge with at the time of difficulty? Telling the Messenger of Allah, who besides you I seek refuge at the time of difficulty? Where's Allah, Ya Abdullah? Where's A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim? You seek refuge with the Messenger of Allah and you forget about Allah, the Lord of the Messenger of Allah. And then he went on to say that, you know, from part of your provision, part of your goodness is as the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said about the Prophet ﷺ, part of his property, part of it is السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What did he leave for Allah? Which means that the Prophet ﷺ has more than the السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is only part of the property. And then he went on to kill it at the end and say that وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the pen and the preserved tablet. He knows me and the Messenger of Allah, the past and the present and the future. He knows all the maqadir which Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Min ulumika, part of your knowledge. That's better than Allah. It's better than Allah. And you have foolish people that come and read this qasida in English and they've translated it to English and they're trying to bring the English speaking people into this junk. Khaliha in the Arabic world with the deviants there. Don't be part of it. Don't distribute it. This is a wicked qasida. It has some good verses, but because of the calamity of these verses, it becomes worthless. You are propagating shirk, and you are giving the Messenger of Allah a status above Allah. And he warned us in Sahih Bukhari. He warned us, he said, do not praise me. Do not praise me like the Christians praise Jesus, the son of Mary. I am only the slave. I'm only a slave, so say the slave of Allah and His Messenger. Teaching us His status, alayhi salam, which we love and appreciate. It does not mean that we turn away from Him, alayhi salatu salam, but we follow Him as per the instructions He gave. So my brothers in Islam, I hope you're not among those who make this particular celebration. And if you had been, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. What's in the past is in the past. Please, my brother, don't involve yourself in this anymore. Don't let your family members, do so either. And don't encourage it and speak against it. And explain to the people the gravity of this crime against the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And don't fear the blaming of the blamers. The people will never be happy with you. You will always find someone to criticize. This is the way of life. It's the way of life. If you're going to worry about every family member of yours hating you or warning against you, then you will never give da'wah. Never give da'wah. So you have to stand up for the truth and be a man about it. This is not a matter of compromise. And this is not a light matter of the deen. This is an evil celebration. Because it begins by going against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And anything which begins like that will end up in the hellfire. So let's start a fresh page with Allah Azza wa Jalla in regards to this particular celebration and others. And be careful of being weak when the time comes around. And someone invites you, he's dear to you, say, come, it's okay, nothing but good, we're going to sing nasheed, we will read Quran, we will read the seerah. Don't fall for it, and don't go, unless you have authority to go and stop. If you have the authority to go and warn them, and advise them right then and there, then go to do so, then leave. If you don't have such ability, then do not attend these particular celebrations. And then when it's all said and done, kindly download this khutbah from onewaytoparadise.net. I have to do this advertisement because I want this message to get to the Muslims all over the world, inshallah. Onewaytoparadise.net. You will see somewhere on the left side, recent khutbah, something about the Mawlid. MP3 file. Download it, share it with your family members overseas. Anyone who speaks English. At least you would have done part of the job. This is not a comprehensive explanation, but if Allah Azza wa Jal guides that person to the truth, because what I said is the truth. Not because of me, because of the content. Anyone could have said the same thing from this minbar. If it is the same content, it is the truth, bi-idhnillahi Azza wa Jal. Maybe Allah Azza wa Jal will guide them. They will realize, because most Muslims intend good but don't know. We ask Allah to forgive all of them for ignorance, including us. We may not know, but now we know where it came from, how it came about, who started it, and then we realize that this celebration is not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, isrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma ahdina li sunnat nabiyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna min al-hudat al-muhtadin. اللهم اجعلنا من الهداة المهتدين واغفر لنا ذنبنا يا رب العالمين وارحمنا وارحم جميع المسلمين إنك ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أقيم الصلاة